Thank you, Earl. Thank you to all my fellow governors. You have heard the statements of four governors now about what they are facing, and in Wisconsin, the situation is very similar. We have made deep, deep cuts. 10% of our, by the end of this fiscal year, 10% of our state employee positions will be vacant, held vacant. That's on top of a similar number of positions that we actually eliminated a couple of years ago. And we are going to continue. We have made $500 million of cuts in this year, and we will continue to do that to deal with this financial crisis that has hit us all. But my great concern as governor, and I think I share this priority with everyone on this call, is that we maintain a good educational system, that this would be a tragedy for our country to find ourselves 4 or 5 years from now as the economy's turned around and to look back and see that we have done significant damage to our educational system from preschool through 12th grade, our technical college system, and our university systems. With the level of cuts that we are all now running, there is no way that we can stay away from what is the biggest share of the Wisconsin budget, and I think this is true in all the states here, and that is educational funding. If we have to make 5, 10, 15, 20% cuts in education, we will see a great fall off in the quality of our schools. We will also see, if we have to make similar kinds of cuts to our university systems, we will either see a great restriction of university education for people or such a soaring tuition level that ordinary hardworking families will be unable to afford college education for their children. I think often these days about my parents who grew up during the Great Depression and went to public schools in Wisconsin, in Oshkosh and Wausau, Wisconsin, and went to a great state university in Wisconsin in the middle of the Depression. People in those days, what little they had, they were willing to invest in education, and the result is that those people educated in the 30s were the people who won a world war and went on to build this incredible country in the 50s and 60s and 70s based on the education they had in the 30s. It would be a terrible disaster for this country to see our educational system move backwards. And so what we are proposing is $250 billion over the next 2 years, one time, to help us through this very difficult time, that would go to the states on the assurance that the states would maintain their effort in education at 2006 levels, that the federal money would go directly to support and maintain the educational systems in our state, which are critical for students to get the education, but are also critical for the workforce needs in a rapidly changing world. This is a time that I think, as difficult as it is, we have to be very concerned about what the future is, and the future of this country really rests in strong educational systems. So our proposal as part of this economic recovery package is to have the federal government help us now be able to make sure that the kids in Massachusetts and New York, Ohio, New Jersey, Wisconsin, and all the states can maintain a good, solid education. Thank you.
Hello, Governors. I was wondering how you came together from these particular states, and if you're working also with governors of other states, have you been in conversation with them, and do they share your needs?
If I could emphasize, this is Jim Doyle, I am really looking forward, I know we all are, to working with the economic recovery package, particularly on the infrastructure work that needs to be done in Wisconsin and all our states. We're really gearing up and ready to go and are excited about the possibility of really getting people to work and getting people to work at projects that will have great value to our states over the decades to come. But what became clear to us as governors as we were dealing independently in our states with all these budget problems is, to just emphasize the point that John just made, is that that we could be working at cross purposes, on the one hand doing everything we can to get people to work on the economic recovery side, and on the other side of it, if, for example, we are forced to cut our medical payments by significant amounts, as some states already are doing and others, if that means if in Wisconsin we were to cut our medical payments by 10-20%, that there is somebody working in a nursing home in some small town in Wisconsin that will be out of work almost immediately. So we do want this to fit together as a package and not find that the challenges that we have and the kind of cuts we have to make are working, as Governor Corzine said, across purposes with the recovery package.
I just want to be clear. Are the five of you presenting this plan just on behalf of you five and no other governors, and has it been formally presented to the incoming Obama administration?
Scott, this is Jim Doyle. It is not only the five of us. There have been quite a number of other governors that have been involved and some who have participated in quite a number of talks with us. And we have let the incoming administration know our views on this, and as well as congressional leadership. And if I could also just address that last question, which is really an important one. As we look at what these numbers are and the federal help, in Wisconsin we're being very careful to base our projections, and I know this is true of the other governors, not only the next 2 years, but 3, 4, 5, 6 years out on very conservative growth patterns. But most economists feel that by 2010 we'll be coming out of the recession, and if we do, this would be a one-time help that would help us just maintain our current educational effort. But we feel confident, even under conservative economic forecasts, that we would get through this tough time, be able to maintain effort, and would then continue to be able to maintain that effort in the coming years.
My question is, what the response has been from the transition team and congressional leaders? What do they think of this idea of money for education?
Patrick, this is Jim Doyle again, and others, and particularly maybe Deval, and a number of others may want to talk. I think we have found people very much willing to listen to us about the need for education. Congressional leadership that certainly understands the situation that we find ourselves in. An incoming administration that is very intent on getting the economy moving again, and has been very receptive in listening to us. That's not to say they've told us this is what they'll do or they're going to agree with us all the way, but they certainly have been willing to listen very carefully about the needs that we see in the states and what we can do to work with them to get the economy going in the right direction.
Yeah, Jim's got it right. I think we've had